This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Does magic exist? And if it does, how do you deal with that?
A lot of people say it does not exist, but that's not true. It actually exists. It's mentioned in the Quran. People do all sorts of weird things. I was in Mecca a few days ago, and I saw, as I was walking, it was very busy. It was almost like Hajj. You know, before, there was a time when you had seasons for Umrah, Ramadan, and so on. But now, because it's so easy to travel, it's full. The mataf is full almost all the time. So I felt something under my feet. When I looked, I saw a head covering, a scarf, a long scarf of a woman. And I kicked it, and I realized that it's got knots on it. And my son, who was with me, told me, someone's done magic. By that time, we had already moved past. And I'm a person, because I know about ruqya and I know about what to do, how to do it. I said, inshallah, if we go around and we see the same thing, I'm going to take it out and I'm going to undo these knots. I know that that won't work in the haram in Mecca. It won't work. So whoever did whatever they did, what they did is they took someone's headscarf, probably with their sweat and whatever else that might have been, and they tied knots. They must have blown in it. There's ways of doing magic, which unfortunately is becoming very common. The hadith says, whoever does it has distanced from Allah, associated partners with Allah. Whoever believes it or goes to someone who does it has disbelieved in what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam has brought. So you basically come out of Islam the minute you involve in that, even through a third party. For as long as it was you who tried to do some magic on someone, you no longer can call yourself a follower of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That's how bad it is. So we came round, and lo and behold, I saw it. I picked it up and I started reading the same surah Sheikh Adnan was speaking about, and I'm opening this to a stench, a smell that I couldn't even imagine. Right outside the Kaaba in our tawaf. And I'm opening one after the other. And in my mind I said, you know what? This is Allah. I don't think people would have the guts and courage to go up and to undo. And I'm thinking to myself, 11 knots. That was the type of magic done on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. 11 knots that someone had tied, inshallah, it wouldn't have affected someone, but I actually undid it, even if it did affect someone. I don't know who it was. And I told myself, it's shocking how people can come to Mecca and do this. It's disbelief. It removes you from Islam. You cannot do magic on someone. It does exist. It's there, but it's prohibited. It's not allowed. It's a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't like someone, you're not allowed to do something to them that's actually detrimental to your own connection with Allah. Sometimes you love someone and you want to bring them closer to you, so you end up going to a guy or anyone who's going to tell you, okay, I can do some deed that can bring his heart under control. What on earth do you think you're doing? You're losing faith totally. You literally are no longer a Muslim. Literally no longer a Muslim. You're not allowed to do that. The hadith says, man ata arrafan aw kahinan. Oh, in fact, the one hadith says, man sahara faqad ashrak. Whoever does magic has associated partners with Allah. They've done shirk. Straight, that's a hadith. So you cannot do the magic. Another one says, whoever goes to a fortune teller, a soothsayer, any of these people, and believes what they're doing or what they've said about the future and about things of the unseen, they have disbelieved in what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought. What did he bring? Islam. So it does exist. It does exist. To protect ourselves, again, you need to read ruqya. You need to read the surahs of the Quran with conviction every morning and evening. Even if a woman is on her menstrual cycle, the ruqya for protection, you definitely have to read it, come what may. Every morning, every evening. There is a lot going on earth today. A lot of people, unfortunately, for every small thing, they want to, let's do magic. Let's go to this person. Let's go to someone who can bring this person under control or who can fix them up. You end up hurting people, but more than hurting them, you've actually almost eradicated your chances of going to Jannah. So you have to seek forgiveness and you have to turn back, repent. You have to re-say or repeat your shahada and come back to the fold of Islam and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to strengthen you and to forgive you. So we have to read Mu'awwidhat, we have to read the surahs of protection, and at times you may want to visit a legitimate raqi. Raqi is someone who can read the Quranic verses and the sunnah du'as and perhaps blow on you. Now, that's not the first thing you should do. The first thing you should do, self-ruqyah. You read yourself, the Quran. You have zamzam water, you have extra virgin cold pressed olive oil. You can rub it on your forehead, on your chest. You have a bit of it. You have raw honey, raw natural honey, which has cure in it. You have the black seed and the black seed oil, which has cure in it. And a few of these things from the sunnah. But we must make sure that we always lead a clean, clear life. Take your salah seriously. You know, something has come to my mind now. There was a Russian magician I mentioned once in my talks, or more than once, who was asked, a lady, and it's on YouTube if you want to Google it. If you want to check it out, search it. She was asked, you as a magician, is there ever a time when your magic doesn't go through, or a group of people whom it doesn't affect? She said, yes. Muslims who pray 5 times a day. Wallahi, you can check it out. You can say, Russian magician, Muslims, and you can see what she says. And she's just saying, they pray 5 times a day, it creates a dome around them. We simply can't penetrate that dome. Wallahi.
Wow, that's
so I want to say that you have to strengthen yourself, but may Allah make it easy. We shouldn't blame magic for everything that happens in our lives.